Dama to Gvina Sakum, and since we're short on time because the Levaya, and then tomorrow we'll finish it up. It's really a pretty short sugya. So first, I'm just going to go through a hakdama of the halachos of chalav, keva, and the like, which don't relate directly to our sugya, but are necessary background information to understand the sugya of Gvinas Akum. So first let's explain the biology a little bit. We already mentioned some of these information when we did chalav Akum, but just to review. So cheese is made from milk plus rennet. Rennet can be derived from a number of different things. And it could be derived from asavim, in which case at least a mikra din, there would be no kashrus problem, seemingly. It could also be derived from the keva. Now, for these halachos, we're going to distinguish between two words and not use the usual translation. Keva generally means one of the stomachs of a cow. For our purposes, the keva does not mean the stomach of the cow, but the milk that's found in the stomach. What that means is that if a calf is nursing, so a nursing calf doesn't eat anything besides milk. In this case, even though I think the keva is the fourth stomach, the milk goes straight into that stomach. They don't need all that regurgitation for milk. That's all needed for grass, right? So they don't. Nursing calves don't have to chew their cud. So it goes straight to the keva. And what happens to it in the keva? So when you first nurse, so it's going to be tzolol. It's basically going to be the stomach filled with plain old milk. And after a while, it begins to digest. So it turns into karush. It turns into congealed milk, just like if somebody throws up, right? So you'll see congealed milk if they drank milk before. So too, that's basically what happens inside the keva. And the fact is it's rather gross, certainly after it's congealed. We'll see why that's important in a moment, just like vomit is rather gross. And that's because it begins, as it's digested, so it begins to transform. So what is the halacha of this keva? So there are three opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi believes that keva has the status of milk. Now this is Rashi la'achar chazara. What do I mean? This is not the Rashi in Avodah Zarah, but Rashi in Chulin, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, that long Rashi. In Avodah Zarah, he there writes that I used to think keva had one status. I used to think keva was parev, but now I changed my mind and I think keva is dairy, and therefore that led to a certain conclusion. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah actually reflects Rashi's original opinion. Rashi in Chulin reflects his corrected opinion. You see the godless of Rashi, by the way. If you look there, he not only is he chozer, but he basically says that, you know, all the cheese that I've been eating all this time is actually 100% usser, which is interesting. Anyhow, so Rashi believes that keva has the status of milk, and that makes a lot of sense, right? After all, it comes from milk. Why shouldn't it still be milk? What is this keva? This keva is the milk. The calf nurses. The milk that it drinks goes into its stomach. So why wouldn't it be milk anymore? So that's the position of Rashi. The position of the Rif and the Rambam is the opposite. Keva is parv. It's not milk. It was milk. Now it's not milk anymore. Why not? It's pirsha. The Gemara actually uses the term pirsha in Avodah Zarah. There's also, might use it in Chulin or not. That's a machlokas in the Girsos. Rashi takes out the Girsa, Tosus leaves in the Girsa. The Rif had the Girsa, the Rashi didn't. But at least the Gemara also uses the term pirsha in Avodah Zarah, which is why Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Rashi and Chulin has to tell you how to read the Gemara. But what does Pirsha mean? So there's actually two ways to understand what Pirsha means. The simplest, which we'll present first, is Pirsha means garbage, refuse. And the idea is that since this keva is garbage, it's inedible. So food which is inedible loses its original status. For example, we know the Gemara darshins that nevela rila ger kuila nevela. The nevela she'enu rila ger, enu kuya nevela, which means that if you take, if non-kosher food becomes inedible, even inedible to a human, you don't need nifsal nachilas kalev except for Pesach. So if you had non-kosher food that becomes inedible, fundamentally it's not unkosher. Maybe if you ate it anyway, it would be a problem of achshavei, but fundamentally it loses its status of non-kosher because only nevela haru'ya lager, which means a nevela that's edible to a human is kruya nevela, is considered a nevela, is considered non-kosher. So what this means is that any food that becomes inedible loses its original status. So yes, this might have originally been milk, but when it enters the cave, it becomes inedible. So it's inedible. Think of the vomit, right? Which is the food after it comes out of your stomach. It's pretty inedible. And therefore, it loses its original status. It's not considered milk anymore. So again, Rashi says cave has the din of milk. Rif, Rambam say it doesn't have the din of milk. The Bali Atosus, Reinu Tam, has a pshara. He says if it's tsluya, tsalol, if it's basically liquid, if it still looks like milk, then it continues to be milk, right? When the cow first nurses and the milk goes straight into the stomach, so basically it's still going to look like milk. It's, as long as it's a liquid, it hasn't been transformed sufficiently to lose its status of milk. So if it's tsalol, it has a din chalav. If it is karush, once it's digested or begins to be digested, so then it loses its status of milk. It has the status of pirsha. And these opinions are cited in the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Hilchos Bas B'Chalav. If you just want to redo the Shulchan Aruch the way we paskin, it's in Simen Pei Zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud, says, let me just tell you one more piece of information and then we'll be able to understand this. So why is this important? So if you saw that Rashi and Chulin on Kuf Tesayim Beis, it's relevant for the following Shaila. Let's say a person decides to be, so all that's talking about keva. Now, we also have another term that we see in our Mishnah and our Sukkia, which is called the Or HaKeva. The Or HaKeva is the actual stomach, right? The meat, right? That comes from the keva. Now, rennet could be extracted either from the keva, you know, could use keva to make cheese, or the Or HaKeva, or what was a very common practice was that they would be molech, they would salt the keva together with the Or HaKeva. Now, why is that an issue? Because melicha extracts flavor. And therefore, something like resicha, melicha chaveyot rosech. And therefore, what's the halach of your moleach, the keva with the arkeva, which, as we said, is a very common practice. So Rashi says, in Chulin, I used to think that was mutter. Why? Because of not barnat. What does that mean? That the keva, he originally thought keva was parath, like the riff. So the keva is bolea tam or keva, is bolea tam basar, but it's parev, so that's tam rishon. And then, when it goes into the chalav, that's tam sheni. Now you might ask, one second, don't you need tam sheni shel heter? Those of you who learned the sugya of not barnat. Rashi seems to assume over here that we don't say not barnat. Against the halacha, we pass in even not barnat, the isura has the din of not barnat, so therefore it would be okay. So what's the halacha? So the Rif would say this is okay, right? Now, it's not actually clear whether the Rif would say that, the basis of it is two deus, but potentially the Rif would say that the keva that's nimlach together with the Ora keva is mutter. Why? Because the keva is garbage. It's pirsha. And Rashi would say, lemaskana, it's asr, it became basar b'chalav in that first step, when you were moleach the keva with the Ora keva. And Rabbeinu Tam would say, it depends, is it tzalul or is it karush? Right? Now, the reason why it's not clear according to the Rif is because you might have even thought that even though the Rif holds that it is not chalav, but it's pirsha, but has the capacity to bring the basar from the Or HaKeva into the chalav now, right? Because you're not going to say not barnat because it's not barnat yisura. So that's why the Beis Yosef is misupik, what the Rif would say. Be that as it may.
Is that, or is it saying it's like it's a conduit for the tam basar to get to the actual chalav?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he wouldn't, fine.
Yeah. In other words, power of food, right?
But that's still, however, is carrying
that part, right? It would be tam sheni shalisser, so it'd be a problem. So how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So this is what it says in Sivan Pei Zayin Sif Yud. It says, chalav hanimtza bekeva, shenimlach bekevasa, o she'amad bo yom echad, asr lahamid bo haga. So l'chatchila the Shulchan Aruch says it's asr. Haga v'mhemid bo, imhu hatzalul. Imhu atzalul aser kol agvinos. Ad shiyehe shishim. We'll talk about why shishim is enough in a moment. V'chalav neged akev asur. V'im haya shishim b'chalav hakol mutter. V'im haya akev akrusha, eino seres klum. V'afilu lo haya shishim b'chalav neged akev. Right? So basically, the Ramah is saying we're passing like Rabbeinu Tam. V'im haya akev atzalo metchila, v'nikra shiyesh lo din tzalo. Okay, that's an interesting thing. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. Okay, so l'chatchila we say don't do it. B'diyaved, we say it works probably the Pashas is a Machaber always, and Ramah if it's Karush. Okay, so all that's a Hakdama that's not really relevant to us, but it comes up in the Rishonim here, so just so you know what's going on. So now, what's relevant to us is a different question. So that's if a Jew makes cheese, and sometimes cheese has this issue of Basar B'chalav, and that's dealt with in Siman Pei Zayin. Okay, now what's relevant to us is Gvinas Akum. Now, what is the issue with Gvinas Akum? So, the Mishnah records that Rabbi Yishmael asks Rabbi Yoshua, why is it that they asked Gvinas Akum? And Rabbi Yishmael gives two attempts in the Mishnah, both of which are rebuffed. Number one is he says maybe it should be Aser because Mamidin Oso Bekeva. And we ask, Rabbi Shmuel asks, one second, Keva does not have the din of Basar. In other words, the Havamina, which what the Gemara calls Kodim Chazara, the Havamina was that Keva is a din Basar. Why is that? It comes from inside a slaughtered animal, inside the stomach. The stomach actually, the Orkeva is a din Basar. Maybe the Keva inside of it also is a din Basar. That was the Havamina. And we say, no, that's wrong. How do we know it? Because the Kohen, Shadaito Yafa, can eat the Keva from an Ola. We see it doesn't take on the sanctified status of the Karban. If it was actually part of the Karban, part of the animal, it would be Aser. It would be Me'ila. It's not Me'ila, certainly not Me'ila Deraisa, and therefore, it's okay. Right, the way Rashi sees it is, it's Milchix, actually. Not only is it not Fleshix, but it's actually Milchix. The Rif would say it's Pariv. But Rashi just sees this as a container. The stomach is like a container holding milk, right? So we reject the fact that it is basar. Then the Gemara says maybe it's because of avodah zarah, and we say no, that's wrong because of iser hana. So the Gemara then says, well, if those aren't the reasons, what is the reason? And there are five reasons given in the Gemara for it. The Gemara, as you saw, said, why didn't they just tell them the reason? So the Gemara answered, because it was a Gzera Chadasha, and Chazal did not publicize the reasons of a new Gzera for at least a year after the Gzera was made. Apparently, some of the Mefarshim point out Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yeshua must have been very young at the time, and therefore even they weren't told the reasons. So why is it that Chazal don't publicize the reasons for a year? Because if the reasons were publicized, so people would say, that reason doesn't really apply to me. But since the reasons aren't publicized, so people assume that they must know what they're talking about, they'll follow it. And at least once the people become used to it, so then it's going to be okay. So just so you think this isn't, it's a magic, you see the wisdom of Chazal, as I mentioned to you earlier, a certain Rav told us that when he told his Balabatan the reasons for Gvinas Akum being Aser, his Balabatan said, that's not relevant. We could go and be Mekel. Until he told them the reasons, they were okay being strict on the issue of Gvinas Akum. So even Rabbanim today, you have to know when to be quiet and when to explain. As Rabbi Willig is fond of saying, a little knowledge can cause a lot of harm. Okay, so what then is the reason? So, most Rishonim, namely the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, quote the reason of Shmuel. Shmuel says that the reason is because Mamidin Osab or Kevas Nevela. You're right, the Keva isn't a problem, the problem is the Or Keva. What's the Or Keva? The Or Keva is good old meat. And if you use the Or HaKeva to make the cheese, if you use that as the rennet, and the Or HaKeva is Kevas Nevela, it's from a guy, guy's shchita is Nevela, so Memela, the Tam of the nevela is going to go into the cheese, and this cheese is going to be asar al nevela. So here, everybody asks, one second, why are we only concerned with nevela? We should be concerned with bas b'chala. Sounds like there would be no problem if it was orkevas shchuta. The only problem is because it's orkevas nevela. I don't understand, even if it's orkevas shchuta, it should be a problem because of bas b'chala. So here, there's basically three answers. Tosos answers that if it was orkevas shchuta, it would be aser, but only aser midrabanan. Why? Because midoraisa, there's no din of basar b'chalav except for derech bishul. The Torah says, "Los vashel gadi b'chalav imo." And therefore, if you have transfer of taste of meat into milk, but not derech bishul, so then it's an iser derabanan. So let's say they used orkeva shchuta. So assuming there isn't shishim, in a chanami, this cheese will taste like basar b'chalav. But will it be basar b'chalav deraisa? No, it wasn't cooked at any point. So therefore, it's only aser midrabanan. Okay. So therefore, what's halacha? If you made cheese with orkeva shchuta, nachanami would be aser midrabanan. But you wouldn't have been choshesh for that. That would be like gzera l'gzera. But since orkeva's nevela would be an iser deraisa, so therefore they made gzera across the board, all cheese from akum is aser gzera shema mamidin osab orkeva's nevela. But in nachanami, if used orkeva shchuta, would be aser midrabanan. That's what Tosfos holds.
Why are we sitting in Sinas Tam? I guess it's over 24 hours that this is happening?
Yes.
Okay.
It happens to be that you don't even need that because it's sharp. From the fact that it could be maimed, it's charef. That's what the Rishonim point out. But anyway, but either way, it's fine. Okay. Now, the next point, now as you see, it clearly has an effect, right? Otherwise it wouldn't cheesify the cheese, right? The ora keva is obviously leaving its impact.
It might have nothing to do with its flavor, though.
Yes, in Achanami, though. Okay, that's the idea of Maimit. We'll get there in a second. Okay. That's reason of Taisus. Reason number two is the Rimagash, the Rambam, and he held the following Vart. That really, there isn't Shishim. Unlike Tosus. Tosus assumes there is Shishim. Really, there isn't Shishim. And therefore, if it's Shchut, it's not a problem. Why is it a problem? The problem is that it's Davar HaMaimid. What's Davar HaMaimid? There's a Din
d'Rabbanan. What do you mean there isn't?
There is Shishim. It's not Aser Alts Tam. The problem is because it's a Maimid. The idea of a Maimid is the following. That any time something has an effect on something else, meaning to say that its effects are Nikar, so then, at least Mid d'Rabbanan, they were misakein that it's not Batal. It's very similar, just like we say tam kikar, we assume that's deraisa. Since the tam is nikar, we don't say the regular rules of bittel berov. So here, davar hamaimid, the tam isn't nikar, because there's shishim, but the effect is nikar in a different way. What's the effect over here that's nikar? That it turned into cheese, right? You could see that the effects of the non-kosher ingredient. And therefore, even though there's shishim kenegdo, it is not batal. Oh. But what about if you used shchuta, right? Or keva shchuta? Then it would be batal. Why? Because they're shishim. Now, you'll say, okay, why don't we say davar maimid for davar hetter? The answer is that there is no basar b'chalav until there's nesinas tam. That's part of derech bishul asra taira. There's no basar b'chalav. You see, I'll take one step back. The halacha is that if you had, the Gemara says, it's Tosefta, Mishnah really. Let's say you had one string of linen in a whole giant garment, right? What's the halacha? The whole bag of shatnez, right? That's one of the reasons why shatnez checking is a problem. Shatnez is a problem even if there's one little string. Why don't I say batel berov, batel b'shishim? So the answer is that we don't say bittel b'rov or bittel b'shishim or bittel b'meyer or bittel b'elef if shneim heter. And wool is heter, linen is heter, so therefore we don't say bittel, more or less. Now, then the Rishonim say, so what about bas b'chalav? Why do we say bittel b'shishim or bas b'chalav? That's actually for a different reason. Because derech bishul asra taira, when the Torah said lo tavashel gadi b'chalav imo, it basically said that only if there's nesinas tam is there's such a thing as bas b'chalav. As long as there's no nesinas tam, it's not bas b'chalav. Because lo tevashel means derech bishul. Part of derech bishul is when you add ingredients, for cooking. It's in order for them to impart taste. If no taste is imparted, it's not bas v'chalav. So now, what that means is the following. Really, if you're making chalet, and a drop of nevela falls in, why is it mutter? Batel b'shishim. In other words, it relies on the principle of bittel, right? If I ask you, what would be if the tar wasn't machadish bittel, it would be aser, probably. What about by bas v'chalav? Not true. A drop of milk falls into my chalent, it's mutter, even without bittel. Why? Because there's no tam. There's no tam, the iser of bas v'chalav doesn't even get off the ground. You don't even need to come on to bittel. There's even a shiloh. Why is it? Is there any reason? Is there even a din of bittel iser l'chatchila to go ahead and put a little bit of chalav into basar in a way that it wouldn't be no same tam? Not clear that it is. We passing that there is. Reuven Yeager tries to figure out why and how we know it and the like. And that actually is nafkaminas for cheese making. For that, the Reuven Yeager, I say the Pischei Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer talk about certain cases where they do allow cheese making even for Jews, even though they're using meat in the cheese making, because A, it's batel b'shishim, and B, it's already dried out and the like. So the answer is you don't need to come on to bittel. You don't need to come on to bittel. The issue doesn't even get off the ground because shneim heter, and because it's not bechdei nesinas tam. So that being the case, so says the Rimagash, the din of davar ha-maimid isn't relevant there. Davar ha-maimid is a din in bittel. If you have to come on to bittel, if you have iser mitzvah to heter, and the effects of the iser are nicker, so then it's not bittel even if they're shishim. But over here, there's no iser at all. The iser only is created once there's nesinas tam. And since there's no nesinas tam, because there's shishim, so then you don't need to come on to bittel, and there's no problem of davar ha-maimid when we're dealing with heter b'heter. This is what we were talking about before. I mentioned the Slurpee Shaila, right? You went to go buy Slurpees, and you looked at the CRC website. CRC website said that Diet Pepsi Slurpees are milchiks. So you said, what? Diet? No milk in Diet Pepsi? So the answer they said is, one second, because they use three different sweeteners. And one of them is what? Tagatose, I think, right? And Tagatose is a dairy derivative. It's also Shaila. Does it retain its shame chalav? Let's assume it does. So then they say, okay, so maybe the problem is it's either shishim, it's davar ha-maimid. What do you mean? Because what prevents it from your Slurpee from turning into an ice cube, what gives it that nice smoothie Slurpee consistency, right? You know, it's not an ice cube and it's not a soda. It's something in between. So you need, so if it's with sugar, so the sugar lowers the freezing temperature and that allows it to get that nice consistency. Problem is if you just put in a sweet and low, NutraSweet, whatever, so that doesn't lower the freezing temperature. So you'd still have the problem. So Tagatose solves that problem. So they say, it's davar ha-maimid. So, but one second. So I didn't understand that. I wrote them. I said, what? Rimagash, there's no davar ha-maimid here. It's shneim heter. I don't know. I think they told me something. I forgot what they said. I think they said maybe still you should rely on al-chatchila, maybe. But it's a bit of a chiddush. Pashto says that whenever you have heter b'heter, there's no such thing as a davar ha-maimid. Good. So therefore, the Rimagash says that there's no problem if for or keva shchuta. The only problem is or keva nevela. Maybe it would be an inyan of bitalus el chatchila, maybe not, but certainly there's be no problem with the other. Fine, that's answer number two. Answer number three is a combination, is more like Tosfos. This is the view of the Ravid, the Ramban, Magen Mishnah, and others. And they say no. Really, the reason why we're not concerned with or keva shchuta is why? Because they're shishim. Like, right? So why is there no bittel? So these Rishonim don't hold of the idea of davar ha-maimid not being bittel. Another time we could explain that machlokas. So why do they think it's an issue? Says the Ramban that whenever it comes to a taroves of gayim and there's an issue of pirtzos and the like, so they were machmir that even an iser mashahu, or even something that's a mashahu, that should really ordinarily be batel, isn't batel. So therefore, they said like this. They said that's why, for example, in the Gemara's answer when it said their tach pana b'chazer, there isn't shishim. There is shishim, it should be mutter, but since really the concern is tarovas with gayim, so therefore they said that even though something that would ordinarily be batel isn't batel here, right? And that's why they were concerned with arla, right? Even though in chutzlarts we would usually say suffik arla chutzlarts is mutter, and over here as well, even though you're right, there's going to be shishim keneged the orkevas nevela, but since there's an issue of tarovas gayim, so they were machmir. So memela, if it's orkevas shchuta, meaning to say Jewish, if a guy made cheese using, somehow he got slaughtered shechted meat, you're right, it would still be a problem. It just says nevela because that's what the gayim use. They don't have shechted meat. So the reason why if you used orkevas shchuta is going to be mutter is why? Because it's batel b'shishim. And the reason why Orkeus Nevelos Aser is why? Because when it comes to Tarovas Gayim, they were machmir even for a small amount. Okay. So all this, so that was the first reason. Really, the third reason the Gemara because of Shmuel. The first reason given in the Gemara for the Isser of Gvina Sakum is Reb Shimon ben Pazi. And he said it's because of Nicker. What does that mean? There might be poison in it from a snake. Or Giloy. Now, this, of course, is very important, because then we'd have to figure out, what about if Bisman Azeh, we're not concerned with Nicker or Giloy, we even drink Mai Megulim, is that relevant? We'll return to that question in a minute. The second answer in the Gemara is Rabbi Chanina. This is not clear whether it's a second answer or not. The Gemara asks, on Rabbi Shimon Pazi's point, in Cain, if it's because of Giloy or Nicker, so then aged cheese should be mutter, because apparently poisonous cheese doesn't age. And the Gemara either, according to Rashi's reading, basically says inachanami and rejects that reason and goes on to a third reason, which is Rabbi Chanina, and that's a concern that there's chalav tameh mixed in the bubbles. Now, even that, right, whereas Tosfos says no, Rabbi Chanina, remember, we talked about this Tosfos when we did chalav akum, we would never be concerned about that. We're talking about a shaita. Nobody would intentionally put camel milk into cheese to make cheese because it's not maimed anyway. And rather, Rabbi Chanina's concern of little bubbles is with a response, a yishuv for the view of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, and the idea is that there'll be little bubbles that have poison in it, and memela it's aser. So this is Rabbi Chanina's either third answer, according to Rashi, or a resolution of the second answer, according to Tosfos. At the time, if you remember, we said two ways to read Rashi, the standard way of reading Rashi, which is the concern that there's actually poison, or the Chassam Sofer's reading of Rashi, which is the concern is Stam Chalav, which is Aser Mishum Taroves Chalav Tameh, but not that there's an actual concern of Chalav Tameh in there. And the Chassam Sofer said that answered up Tosus Kashas and Rashi, and we gave other answers. If you don't learn like the Chassam Sofer, maybe there's a concern that he changed his mind. Maybe there's a concern that there's a little bit left in the bucket from before. Ayin Shah. Okay, the fourth answer in the Gemara was Rav Malkia B'Shem Rav Ada, and that's that they put some Shuman Shel Chazir on the cheese. Rav Chista says, because their mind made it B'chomates, that comes from Yai Nesech. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, because they're maimed it with the Sraf Shel Arla, with the sap coming from Arla, and the sap coming from Arla as it didn't pre. And we ask, on those latter two answers, if so, it should be Aser B'Hanan, and those we leave as a Kasha. So which answers do we accept? So as we mentioned before, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all paskin, that the only concern is Or Kevas Nevela, the reason of Shmuel. Tosfos tries to argue, Rabbi Natan tries to argue, that based off of the Klalei HaPsak, we should actually paskin that the reason is Mishum Giloy, and not like the other reasons. The Tur, as well as some other Rishonim, bring down a bunch of reasons, but as we noted, the Shulchan Aruch only brings down one reason. Pashta says, because the Shulchan Aruch accepts the Rambam, that's the only concern. It's possible that, no, it only brings down one reason. Take a look at the Shach, because if you think anyway the whole thing is a low plug, it doesn't really matter what the reason is. There's no nafkaminas anymore. Fine. So that is the basic hakdama, and we didn't actually get to start the sugya because we're out of time. So Bezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll actually start the sugya. Some things to consider. just when you're eyeing it. So I'm sure you saw Tosfos and the Ramban, big machlokas rishonim, whether it's a low plug. Take a look. Note that the Rambam, is the Rambam really the same position as, let's say, the Rashba? The Rambam doesn't mention Davar Shebiminyan Sarach Min Nachel Atiro, though take a look at the Magid Mishnah, does bring that down. Compare that the way the Rambam says the Shitas HaGaonim with the Tshuva Sarashba, if you want. That's in Chelek Dalet, Simen Kov Vav. Those who do say it's a low plug, how do they know that? If you want, there's a very long Tshuva's Rivash on this topic, the Graz Mitzayin at Bekitzer. Interesting diukim in the Gemara. Another big issue that comes up is if you think that, assuming that we do require Gvinas Yisrael, which of course the way we paskin, what type of hashgacha is necessary to make it kosher? Machlokas Rama and Shach. You could look for some diukim in a Rishonim one way or the other. Take a look at the Gilyon Marsha Net Shach. And finally, another interesting question is, what about soft cheeses? Are they bechlal the iser vinas akum? Which is going to be a nice segue into our discussion of Sif Gimel, which is chemas akum. If you wanted a tshuva from Rav Moshe, igros Moshe yardaya chelek bay simen mem ches on that topic, like cottage cheese and cream cheese and the like. Right? If you get OU cottage cheese, so obviously you're assuming, but you insist on, OU won't give a hashgacha to cheese unless it's Gvinas Yisrael, so you're assuming that we don't consider a cottage cheese as a gvina for these purposes. So that's another thing to consider. So those are some of the issues which we'll, Be'ezras Hashem, deal with tomorrow. And then again, I said afterwards, we'll do Chemas. So we'll finish Gvinas Akum tomorrow. It's Tuesday, and Be'ezras Hashem will do Chemas Akum on Wednesday. Chemas Akum is pretty small. It's just a question of, you already saw it probably a little bit, which is, does Chema have a din of Bina or not? Okay. Tzlach Rabba. Sorry for finishing early.